Heroes in the world of sports are not uncommon. Oftentimes, thrusting themselves into the limelight through unimaginable feats.
Back behind the ball, Woods puts it.
And in! He has done it! Tiger is back! Tiger is back on top! Tiger Woods, the 2019 Masters Champion!
And breathtaking performances.
Here's how you count to 8, 3, 2, 1. And for the 8th time, college basketball's national championship trophy is coming home to Kentucky.
But behind every great hero, there are others. Individuals who play a crucial role in the achievements of those we read about in the headlines. The ultimate team players. Content to stand behind the curtain, embracing their place as a vital part of a sport's success. In horse racing, these are the unsung heroes.
Now, our sport would be nothing without those unsung heroes. They are an integral part of making this sport a success, working behind the scenes, and one of those individuals is with me now. That is Robert Turner, the longtime yearling manager at Stone Street Farm. And when you think of Stone Street, you think of greatness. Names like Curlin come to mind immediately, and Cavorting, and there have been some unbelievable horses. And with me now is Robert Turner. Robert, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Yeah, excited to hear your story. And boy, what a privilege this has to be for you, my friend. Not coming on this show, but getting to work at Stone Street Farm every single day.
Yes, it's a big honor to be a part of Stone Street.
Yeah.
Great place to work.
And the big names that have come through that program are just unparalleled, really. You know, Godolphin offers the Thoroughbred Industry Awards, and a couple of weeks ago, Robert, you were honored as the winner of one of those categories. And boy, it's got to be tremendous for you to be able to look back and say, "Wow, I was nominated, and they thought enough of my work to vote me as the winner."
Yes, it was a big honor. It's a big honor, and that bunch of great people there. You know, just meeting people from all walks of life, it's really neat.
Well, tell me about your job at Stone Street. What does the yearling manager do?
We get the babies over in October, and we raise them up through the following year, September, and get them to the sales and whatnot, and just get them fit, you know, for the sales and stuff. We've been a leading consigner the last 6 years in a row by Gross, so we're very proud of that, and just work with the amazing horses that we work with. But it's all about just taking care of the horses daily, you know, feeding, program, and keeping their feet in good shape and whatnot, and just and a lot of luck too, you know. Even if you do everything right, it's not everything don't always work out for you.
Yeah, that's true. You have to have everything go right, and then you need a little luck to help you out on the other side of that too. Have you always been on the farm side of things, Robert?
Yes, sir. I've been doing this since I was 20 years old.
Wow. How old are you now?
57.
What was your first job?
Creekview Farm in Paris, Kentucky. Worked for Robert Sangster back in the day.
Man, what were you doing there?
Working with mares and foals.
Yep. So this is something that has always been a passion for you.
Yes, sir. We had ponies and stuff, you know, when we was growing up, too. So that's probably where it all started at.
What's the greatest thing about your job?
It's just been around the animals, the great animals and great people. And just seeing them progress through the year, you know, and then get them to a sale. And if you have a good sale, you know, when you sell something for over $1 million, you're really proud of it, you know. And I want them to go on and race, too. Everything we sell here, we want them to race. We want them to win for people.
What do you remember about the first day you walked into Stone Street?
It was just wow, you know. It was unbelievable the kind of place it was from where I came from, you know.
Yeah, I guess that was, what, 13 years ago?
13 years ago, yes.
Yeah, yeah, incredible. You know, Barbara Banky, the owner of Stone Street, when you were up for the Godolphin Awards, they produced a beautiful video, and she had a wonderful quote. She said that hiring you was one of the best decisions that they have made in quite some time. to hear those kind of words about you from Barbara Behnke, what does that mean?
That means everything. Barbara's a great lady. She's done so much for everybody here on this farm, and she does it daily, you know. And she's an unsung hero. But she's a great person and a great person to work for.
She also described you as a great horseman. How important is it for you to hear those words?
It means a lot. It means you're doing your job. You know, I'm here every day. I've been here 13 years and never missed a day.
Wow. Incredible. It's a love, and it's a love that Robert Turner has turned into a career. He is now the yearly manager at Stone Street Farm, and he is this week's unsung hero presented by Claiborne. So, Robert, take me through your typical day. When does it start? What do you do?
We start at 7 o'clock in the morning. Right now we got to bring the wingmans over, so we'll get them in the mornings and take temps and make sure we didn't have a sick horse or anything, and doctor whatever we need to doctor, you know, for his little nicks or whatnot. And then they'll eat, and then they'll go back out around 9:30 in the mornings. About 2 o'clock in the afternoon, we feed everything outside in the afternoons and let them be a herd animal, you know. I think that's what makes them competitive. And then come May, we'll start bringing the horses in, start fitting for the sale, and our day starts at 7 o'clock, and we'll get the horses in the mornings and feed them, you know, and then start fitting them on the walker, and then when they come off the walker, we'll spray them off and whatnot, and then in the afternoons from 1 o'clock till about 3 o'clock, we'll brush everything and doctor and whatnot, and then at 7 o'clock at night, and we'll come back and turn the horses out to keep them from getting sunburnt. And it takes about an hour and 15 minutes to get that done. And, you know, on a farm, you never really get done. You just quit for the day.
Yeah, the work is never done, right?
Exactly.
You mentioned turning them out, letting the young horses be herd animals, and you said that's what makes them competitive when they get later on in their careers. Talk more about that.
I think, you know, you go out in the field, you feed a horse, and you see who the dominant ones are, you know, and, you know, it seems like all the good horses stays out of harm's way, too, you know. Every horse here has, I mean, they're bred right, they're raised right, and every horse on this farm has a chance of being a champion.
I mentioned names like Curlin. I mentioned names like Dreaming of Julia and, you know, Cavorting and Dream Pauline. Clary Air, by the way, who's going to be going in the Breeders' Cup Distaff this year. Tell me about some of the yearlings that you're always going to remember.
Dreaming of Julia is one. I brushed her as a yearling. I brush horses here just like I got my string of horses. I brush just like every other groom do. So she'll always be a happy place in my heart just because I brushed her, you know, and she's come on to be a pretty good producer, too.
When you become attached to a horse like that that's a yearling, Robert, do you follow them all the way through their career?
Oh, yeah, yes, especially one as talented as she was, you know.
Did you know when she was a baby on the farm that she was going to be that good?
I didn't know she'd be that good, but I thought she would be good.
Yeah. Are there certain characteristics that all those yearlings have, that the good yearlings, that really make them stand out?
Good-minded, you know, and got a lot of class to them.
What does that mean, like a lot of class to them? When you see them in the field, you see them in the barn, how do you know that they have class?
They just reek with class, you know. It's just like a human being or anything, you know. They just stand out. They got the presence about them.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of an intangible thing, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Outside of Dreaming of Julia, who else stands out to you?
My Miss Aurelia. She was my first Breeders' Cup winner that I raised here.
Yeah, she was special, wasn't she?
Yes, she was.
11 years ago. No, 10 years ago. 10 years ago.
Yep.
2011.
Time flies.
Yeah. What do you remember about the day that she won the Breeders' Cup?
We all went and watched the run. It was just neat, you know, us all jumping around and stuff. It was a great day.
Yeah, well, great day, and it all starts somewhere, and it starts at Stone Street Farm with their yearling manager, Robert Turner, who is this week's unsung hero. Robert, listen, really appreciate you spending some time with me this morning, and congratulations on your Godolphin Award. That's quite an honor, and all the best moving forward, my friend.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate you.
All right, Robert Turner, Stone Street Farm Yearling Manager, this week's Unsung Hero presented by Claiborne. I'll be back right after this word from Claiborne Farm.
Ironicus. This graded stakes winning millionaire defeated over 20 grade one winners. A grade two winner and course record setter at Saratoga. He won three graded stakes and was runner up in multiple grade one events. Top runners include graded stakes winner Helium.
Repels the challenge. It's Helium in a huge effort.
The leading money earner at stud for emerging sire of sires distorted humor, Ironicus, standing at Claiborne Farm.
Yeah, you know, this industry, this sport is filled with people like Robert who do unbelievable work at the farms and do great work behind the scenes. And it is such a privilege every other week to be able to bring you those stories. And if you know someone, by the way, who is an unsung hero, who you feel needs to be recognized in those segments, nominate them today. All you have to do is email their story to me, mike@horseracingradio.net, and I will do my best to recognize them during these segments coming up in the weeks and the months ahead. My thanks to Claiborne Farm for making them possible, too, and allowing us to recognize them each and every week.